St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
And I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I'm free. Oh, his eyes is the sparrow, and I know he watches. He watches me.
Thank you, Juanita. Thank you. I needed that this morning. Thank you so much. May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be accepted in the sight of my God. O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer, my salvation and my deliverer. In the absence of Evangelist Lavallee, and officers and members of this church, we are grateful and we are thankful to God just to be present. He woke us this morning. Allowed us to be clothed in our right mind. That's a blessing. He didn't have to do it. But because of his unfailing love for us, he did it. But now there's another side of that coin. Some laid down last night and didn't get up this morning. Some got up, but they didn't know where they were, who they were, or whose they were. But God allowed us one more opportunity to draw nigh to him. Oh, say this before I forget it. Reverend John Harris, one of the candidates for pastorship here at this church, will be speaking at the 11 o'clock hour next Sunday, which is the 18th. So share with those that are not here today so that they can hear this man of God for themselves on next Sunday at 11 o'clock. That is the Reverend John Harris. If you have your Bibles, as the late Dr. Cecil Clark would say, turn to the book of Philippians, the fourth chapter, beginning at verse 10. Philippians, fourth chapter, beginning at verse 10. And I'm reading from the New King James Translation. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lack opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learnt in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learnt, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I'd like to lift that same thought up, scripture up in the New Living Translation. And it says, Philippians 4, beginning at verse 10, how I praise the Lord that you are concerned about me. I know you have always been concerned for me, but you didn't have the chance to help me. Not that I was ever in need, though he was in need. For I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. For I can do everything through Christ, who gives me strength. May God bless the reading and hearing of his divine word. This morning, I want to talk to us from the thought, through it all, I have learned to be satisfied. That's what content means. Being satisfied with what you have, regardless of how small it might be. One writer says that contentment sweetens our provisions and makes a cottage as fair as a castle. Yes, sir. Contentment makes poor men rich. Discontentment make rich men poor. When Paul say, I have learned, he's saying that he has gained knowledge through his life experiences to understand. He has made a discovery of how to live and be satisfied no matter what the circumstances are. He's going on to say that I've been instructed. Yes. And every child of God has been instructed through the word of God how to cope in these challenging days that's among us right now. First of all, Paul says to the church at Philippi, this letter was wrote to them, and it's called the joy letter. That he rejoiced in the Lord greatly. His perspective of his condition was not on materialistic things. For he says here that I know that you care, but you in the past you have lacked an opportunity to give, but now you have given to me.
And I'm thankful and grateful for it. Because God has used you as a vehicle to bless me. And you being blessed also. But his focus was not on materialistic things, but his focus was on Jesus. His focus was on a relationship through faith in Jesus Christ. Just to know his resurrection. His life was filled with knowing Jesus, a personal, interpersonal relationship. And here Paul shares with us the true secret to life. And he wants us to know that contentment must come from within. You and I cannot change or control the world around us, but we can change and control what's in us. It has often been said that what life does to us depends on what life finds in us. The word content, it means not to be complacent. It's not a dreamy attitude or vague feeling that lifts you out of this world and make you immune to trouble and trials. But Paul here is going through something when he writes this letter. He's under house arrest. He have Roman soldiers guarding him, confining him to his residence. And history has it that he preached to them so that they had to change the guards almost daily. They were being converted through the preaching and the teaching of Paul while being confined. He didn't stop doing God's work just because he was confined. Because Paul said that I am a prisoner of Jesus. Not Rome, but of Jesus. And so for me to be content, it means that I'm contained. It carries the idea of self-sufficiency dependent on God. In other words, Paul is saying, I don't depend on things on the outside. Because I carry my own sufficiency through us. We can say through it all, I still have peace of mind. Through it all. All that I have gone through with, I can still have peace. First of all, we must realize that contentment is a learned state. That's what he says it right here. Says it right here. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned. Whatever state, whatever my conditions, whatever my circumstances, to be content. Paul said, I've learned this through my life experiences. Paul is saying it didn't happen instantaneously. And brothers and sisters, it's not going to happen to you instantaneously. It is the fruit of many years of faithful fellowship and fellowship with Christ. But I believe sometimes that we focus on others more than we do ourselves. We carry ourselves as always the victim rather than the victor. But Paul here carried himself as the victor, not the victim. Even though many had followed him and then left him, but yet Paul kept trusting God. He didn't put them down because they left him or whatever. That was their choice. But he stayed focused on God. It is a learning experience, my brothers and sisters. Every incident in life is a teachable moment. Lord is trying to tell us something. Sometimes we say he's trying to get our attention. But part of our problem is that we don't understand what contentment is, nor where it is found. We've been taught to understand that contentment comes from the people we know. If I can hang around the right people. But people never live up to their or even our expectation. Many have been taught to understand that contentment comes from position we hold. If I can just get the right job or the right position on the job that allows me to make a good income, drive a nice car, live in a nice house. Nothing wrong with none of that.
As long as you don't let that possess you, I could be content. But how many people got all of that and yet
is still not content?
Still not satisfied. But what happens if we don't get the job or get it and lose it? Contentment is reaching the state of mind that we are at peace where we are, in who we are, and whose we are. Not in the stuff. Because stuff has a way of wearing out, disappearing. Contentment is a lunch state. Secondly, contentment is to rely upon God's provision. Paul said, I know what it is to be in want. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. Paul is saying, I've experienced all of this. And personally in my life, I've experienced it all. I know what it is to have nothing. Amen. Zero. Yeah. Period. Nothing. Nothing. Period. Nobody lay your head. I've been there. And I know how it feels to have a couple of pennies in your pocket. Yeah. Grateful and thankful to God. Nothing I did, but God, through others. And you don't know how God's going to bless you. But Paul is saying here that I'm dependent upon God's provision. He might do you like he did Elijah. Send you dinner by bird, Raven Express. He might do it like he did Israelites. Manner that they had never seen before. Yet they wasn't satisfied. They wanted meat to go with the bread. But as long as you get blessed, he might use somebody. As he did with Elijah, also with Zarephath, where he used a widow woman to feed the man of God. But as long as you're getting blessed by God, and Paul is saying, I'm content if I got it. I'm content if I don't have it. Yeah. I was thinking this morning, I said, you know, many of us probably don't know what it means to really be hungry. I mean hungry. We say, you know, I say to her, you know, I said to my wife, sometimes she said to me, I'm hungry, but I don't know what I want. That's not real hungry. I'm hungry, but I don't know what I want. I got a choice. That's not the hungry I'm talking about. I'm talking about hungry, you don't have no choice. Zero. You don't know where your next meal is coming. I've been in a situation where I would go to my buddy's house about supper time. Come on. He had a house full of children, so I know I would get a piece of bread at least. But I show up by time, so, and sometimes I didn't get but a chicken wing. But I got something. I was hungry because there wasn't nothing at my house. Because at the time, I didn't have no house. And that's the kind of hunger I'm talking about. But I wasn't dependent on God. Right. And I got myself in the situation that I was in. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. That's all that I'm saying. Yeah. But I gained experience through that years later, thinking about how God blessed me even in that situation. Yeah. I didn't know. I knew about him, but I didn't know him. But he kept me alive when I had nothing. Yeah. Yeah. 40 years ago, I came to Alexandria. I didn't have a nook in my pocket. I had some James Brown pants on because I just had one little pocket in the back. A t-shirt and some Hush Puppy pants. They used to sell some Hush Puppy shoes. I don't think they sell them no more. That's all I had. I put myself in that predicament. But they brought me here, and that's all I had. But God blessed me to get some Stacy Adams.
Come on.
Y'all laughing at me, but it's the truth. I had hush puppies, and they were just about wore out. I done seen Stacy Adams dry rot. I'm talking about what God has done. So I know how it is to have, and I know how it is not to have. And I don't have a problem sharing with others that don't have. Paul, see, he learned to rely upon God. Whether he's hungry, whether he's full, God teach us to be content in every circumstance in our life. And don't allow your circumstances to determine your destination. Don't let your circumstances become your conclusion, because it's not over yet. Long as you have life, it's not over yet. You just got to trust God no matter what. And things just happen in life. Whether you have abundance or strained circumstances, money is funny and your change is strange. God can teach us to be content in our lives if we focus on his will for our lives. Finally, contentment is relying on the power of God. That's where Paul's power was. Right there in verse 13. Now he said, I've learned how to be a base. Whether I have abundance or not, I've learned whether I'm hungry or full. I learned to abound, to suffer need. But I can do all things. Paul is in jail at his house, but he said, I can do all things. Paul is shackled by armed guards, but Paul says, I can do all things. Paul has been taken from friends and loved ones and family, but Paul says in the scripture, I can do all things. How can you do all things, right? Through Christ. Strengthen me. Paul has said, I get my strength from the Lord. Whether I am hungry, I get my strength from the Lord. If I'm full, I get my strength from the Lord. If I don't have a dime, I get my strength from the Lord. Whatever it is, I get my strength from the Lord. He empowers me to go on in spite of. One thing before I close. We as a people got to learn how to cope. COPE. Talking on a conference call about anxiety. Because Paul is saying, I have learned how to cope. No matter what's going on. I thank God for my wife. He really knows how to cope. Yes, she really knows how to cope. Huh? I'm saying something to us. I'm still in school. You ain't by yourself. I mean, I went to class last week, but I'm still in school. To cope no matter what's going on. To see the brighter side of it. The brighter side. I mostly focus on the dark side. She focused on the brighter side. She focused on the positive. And I hang around negativity a little bit more.
I'm there with you.
And that keeps us from coping. Being content in the situation we are in.
young people, old people too. They have not learned how to cope. Because the mindset is, why is this happening to me? What have I done to deserve this treatment or incident in my life? Things just happen, my darling. But through it all, you have to learn to cope. Through it all, you got to be content no matter what, because God will see you through whatever he brings you to. I don't care whatever he brings you to. What we're going through with now, it's going to end. It's not going to last forever. But you got to be content while we are going through the pandemic. My heart goes out to many individuals. One lady was on television the other night. She's about 6 months behind in her rent. She has lost her car, back to being in need. Nothing in the refrigerator. Having to go to the food bank. And that food don't last between the trips, because you can't go every day. Before it's time to go back again, all of that is gone. Lord have mercy. A government that has so much food in storage, cheese, flour, meal, rice, milk, is in storage for hard time. If we ain't in hard time now, I don't know what. Government is paying millions of dollars a year to keep it in storage while people are starving to death. Be content. And help those we can help. Now, this is people upstate, but we got people locally that's struggling. We ought to be about reaching out to them. But Paul says, through all that I have gone through, I've learned to be content. Through it all, I have strips above measure. Through it all, I've been stoned, I've been shipwrecked. I've had weary and painful times. Through it all, I've been hungry and thirsty sometimes. But through it all, I was put in prison without my coat in the winter. Spent lonely nights all alone. Forsaken by demons in Alexandria, did me much harm. But through it all, snake bitten, pricked with a thong in my flesh. Through it all, Jesus went to Calvary. Yes. One Friday, where he hung, bled, and died. Through it all, laid him in a borrowed tomb. Through it all, he got up early Sunday morning with all power in his hand. Through it all, I've learned to trust God. Through it all, I've learned to lean on Jesus. Through it all, I've learned God still works things out.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events of the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Or phone me at area code 318-448-3448. It's going to be all right. You be blessed in the Lord. Amen.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II, preaching the uncompromised